Hello?
Yes, sir.
You survived your briefing?
Oh, yes, no problem. I get the cooperative point and constitutional responsibility.
The thing is, we have to hit that cooperation, I would say, too, with all of the columnists and so forth and
right.
so on.
Yes, sir.
I was noticing Bill White's piece, who's normally very... And he was thinking that we ought to, you know, that the indication of the cover-up thing bothers him and so forth and so on. Why that isn't across? Ehrlichman has covered it, hasn't he?
And yes, sir. And
you have.
We're hitting it in the briefings, and as I said, Clausen and Linebaugh are meeting with a columnist and moving that line.
Well, that's good. Just so they do, and they hit it hard. They will have a little problem. They have some problem in distinguishing the Adams thing, I guess. But I don't know. Are you having them take just to try in with a columnist? Because
they're first of all, they're not a parallel situation. Certainly not with Dean.
Dean, you get off. Dean
right.
is the lawyer, and
right.
nothing. There's no charge about
that's
Dean.
Correct. That's
exactly.
correct. And moving beyond that, it's kind of a fuzz area. But the fact of the matter is that none of these, you know, what is wrongdoing and who is charged wrongdoing.
Yeah.
In the Adams case, it was very clearly. You know,
the charge was against him in the
correct.
Adams case.
That's right.
He was the central figure. He was the defendant.
That's right.
In this case, the charge is not against the Holloman and so forth. The question is, do they know something about
right.
the charge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way I think you have to handle it.
Sir, Scott came out with a statement today, which did all right. He said that his appearance yesterday was basically bombast. And
that's great. That's good.
So...
He's always good at that.
That was moving.
Okay, fine.
Okay, sir, right.